This Week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Thank you for joining us for the May 1st, 2011 recap of Free Energy News. Leading this week's stories, coming on Wednesday, there's going to be a recording or an interview of a person who calls himself Mr. X for now, says he's going to reveal water fuel's secret of how to run a fuel on water, nothing but water. Says he's had 10 attempts on his life, and he wants to get the technology out there. His story sounds a bit like Mr. Frederick Wells. We have our shortcut domain name, freddycell.com. That's FreddyCell.com. Goes to our coverage of his technology. This person, Mr. X, claims to have driven a Dodge pickup truck 5,800 miles on water. So you might want to check that out. Should be interesting. I was on Cashflow talking about Mr. Rossi's cold fusion technology, an hour-long episode, and there was a nice write-up done about that that we linked to, actually reproduced on our site, discussing the role of cold fusion technology and other breakthrough clean energy technology poised to come in this year as they emerge into the marketplace to create jobs, instill hope, spur independence from central control forces, and in opposition to the powers that be. Another story about Rossi's cold fusion this week. Somebody asked him a question, how many of these are operational right now? And he answered, 97. In four different locations. Most of those are probably in the same location as he's preparing 300 of those to make the first 1 megawatt power plant coming in October. Also, they have announced that their official launch name will be ECAT, E-CAT, for E-Catalyzer or Energy Catalyzer. Intellectual Passport Bypasses Convoluted Patent Journey. Story I wrote back in March, finally decided to just put it up or link to it. We've been waiting for some permissions on that, and I feel like it's too important a subject to just let slide, so I'm kind of being naughty by going ahead and giving you the link to that. We've had the story up, and I've linked to it within some stories in the past, but wanted to give it a little more attention. The intellectual passport is said to provide stronger security than a patent, while being much easier and cheaper to file for international coverage, with no renewal fees, lasts longer, and dating to when the idea first came to can be proven to have been originated. Best of all, is not contingent upon the political whims of a patent office set against exotic modalities. Going to have to check that out. Speaking of the patent office, we also linked to a story this week that they have announced a launch date for a fast-track patent process. Now, rather than taking 3 years, if you pay $4,000, you can have it processed within 12 months. The intellectual passport route is 6 weeks. Tesla coils for dummies. Are you interested in building a Tesla coil to produce stunning effects that violate the established laws of physics, but are somewhat less than technically savvy, less technically savvy than a rocket scientist? Then you're in luck, because this article is for you, written by none other than Hank Mills, who has been doing so many of our stories lately, doing an excellent job. Also, we posted this week a free energy news hopper, those stories that get tucked away into our hopper. We get about twice as many stories in a given day than we have time to cover. So they start accumulating, and every once in a while we clean out that hopper, and it's been a couple months since we've done that, so we link to that. 2D and 3D animations from the inner workings of the mighty engine, showing the actual inner workings as well as some animations in two dimensions and three dimensions. We posted that video in response to this Russian team who claims to have come up with this technology when it's actually pirated from Rafael Morgado. Create the future and win $20,000. The 2011 Create the Future contest by NASA Tech Briefs magazine is now accepting entries. You could attract attention to your idea and win $20,000 by submitting. Winners in the past have included the Mighty Engine we just talked about and Litrospheres, both featured at PezWiki. I finally updated my intentional project blog, sustainablealansustainablehome.com. Subdivision approved, well and wrote in, greenhouse construction questions, kind of an open question to people as to some ideas of how to do a better job on our greenhouses. Not really happy with the design that's being implemented there right now. In Gizmag, actually across a bunch of different news services, talking this week about laser igniters could spell the end for the humble spark plug. Researchers from Japan's National Institute of Natural Sciences are creating laser igniters that could one day replace spark plugs in automobile engines. Not only would they allow for better performance and fuel economy, but cars using them would also create less harmful emissions. A Minesto kite to harness tidal energy. The underwater kite by Minesto moves 10 times faster than the tidal flow at any given time. Speed and energy have a cubic relationship whereby a kite moving 10 times the speed of surrounding water yields 1,000 times the energy of the flow on the kite. I think those researchers are at MIT working on that. And point of action, tell U.S. Congress end oil subsidies. As Americans continue to struggle with outrageous, unstable gas prices, oil companies continue to benefit from them, continue to rake in huge profits. Why does the U.S. government still reward them with $4 billion a year in tax credits and subsidies? Solar power goes viral. Modified virus improves solar cell efficiency by one-third. Researchers at MIT have found a way to make significant improvements to the power conversion efficiency of solar cells by enlisting the services of tiny viruses to do assembly work on the microscopic level. And then finally, off-topic from energy, I posted a link to a story I wrote about the Obama long form, an obvious fraud. I've listed 23 different problems. I call them sophomoric. They're so obvious. Even an untrained eye can spot them. Errors in fact, 12 errors in fact, 11 errors. For example, if you open the PDF file from the White House website in Adobe Illustrator, it doesn't pull up as one item, which it would be the case if it was truly just scanned from an original as claimed, but several editing layers show up superimposed. Oops. If you're going to pull a whopper, you might as well be a little more careful than that. Anyway, I've had a bit of flack this week from people saying, why don't you just stick to energy and stay out of politics? But one of the reasons I wanted to chime in on that one is because the people I usually look for on leadership on issues like this have been dropping the ball. Alex Jones is pointing out that, yeah, there's some problems, but it's so obvious that surely they just threw this out as a distraction. There's really nothing to this, that he probably was born in Hawaii. I don't buy that. 9-1-1 was also very obvious to anyone with eyes to see. I mean, you see Building 7 go down, and it obviously free fall. You can't do that without pre-placed demolition charges. And so just because it's obvious doesn't mean it's not fraudulent. That man is in violation of the Constitution by running for president. He has to be a natural-born citizen, and not both of his parents were citizens at the time, so he's... Not only is he not born in America, but he doesn't qualify as a natural-born citizen because of his parentage status at the time he was born. So, anyway, I had to weigh in on that one. Thank you for joining us for This Week in Free Energy.
This Week in Free Energy is brought to you by the Open Source Energy Network. Join them online for daily updates at freeenergynews.com. Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.